The Shedcast, brought to you by Alien Entourage and the Riverside Culture.
I know,
right?
Dude.
Is that true?
It is.
I don't know. We're asking.
No, I got that from South Park.
No, it really is.
When they did the episode with who's the guy that did Animal Cemetery?
Pet Cemetery?
Stephen King, and they had him on South Park.
Yeah.
And they had the dude there, and he was like, he walked into the bar, and he was like, nah, you don't want to go up that rod.
Oh, the dude. Yeah.
That rod.
You know he's from Stratford?
Really? Right, the original guy?
Stephen King is from
Stratford. Oh, Stephen King? Yeah. I don't really like Stephen King.
A lot of people don't, because they say that he's a fucking weirdo for doing that sex scene in It.
Yes.
With the kids.
Yes,
a lot of people don't like that
shit. Yes.
But, yo, I read his autobiography.
But that's why you like him?
I read his
autobiography. Didn't he, like, not remember, like, multiple books that he's done? Because he's such a, like, a blackout.
Dude, he would just drink, not lean.
Red
he would
Bull?
Drink Robitussin. And just blow coke.
Tussinex?
Yeah, just all night he would just like fucking, he would tuss out and like robo trip and fucking do coke.
And he made Pet Sematary.
He would just do all that shit, bro.
That's crazy. We were just talking about that. So in the beginning of Pet Sematary, do you think he can be like inspired by Robitussin?
Could be.
Right? Yeah. We were just talking about what is the movie inspired by?
Literally robo trip.
Like Kong, right? King Kong, Black Kong was the dude went out to... like the Congo or something like
Komodo
that.
Komodo Island.
Yeah, he went to go look at the Komodo dragons, and it inspired him for the King Kong movie in 1930s. But it doesn't say in the beginning of King Kong, like, inspired by my trip to the fucking...
Komodos.
But we were like, what if we did, like, a Holocaust movie, and it was, like, inspired by LeBron's fucking Eurostep?
That's a good piece of business.
And they're like, wait, what? And it's like, dude, I saw that thing, and it brought me back.
it
was just like the gray area of like claiming movies are based on
true.
Like it's not even
influence.
Based on
no,
influence
be like,
yeah.
Yeah, be like
inspired by inspired events,
by
yeah.
inspired by yeah.
inspired by LeBron's inspired, fucking Eurostep
inspired by my fucking trip to the fucking hot dog shack
to the fucking Newtown Motel
to the they don't call it that.
Are you talking about the crack motel?
Well, they knocked it down, didn't they?
No,
they
no
didn't?
That's not
no.
going anywhere, dude.
No, that's a fucking
there's thing. Murders in there. Unsolved
there
murders in
the
there.
Building.
There's We're, unsolved murders.
Is
in
that
the...
is that restaurant, dude? So that was the weirdest thing in the world.
My friend owns that restaurant now.
What's her tits?
Well, let's not talk about her name.
I don't want to say her name
specifically.
Yeah.
Beep. Her name
but,
is
Beep. No, dude, it was just the weirdest thing because it's like if you don't know the neighborhood, like you'll never find that fucking place.
I found it immediately,
and it's like it's just in a neighborhood. It's like next to someone's house.
I found it immediately.
It is an odd location,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
and also, I looked up the history on it on Google.
It's pretty fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Like, good. All the kids used to go there, right?
I used to go there all the time.
Like,
that was in Rock Hood.
I got almost arrested there. I got hemmed up there. I got hit with brass knuckles there.
Yeah, what is
it?
A couple backseat beatdowns.
We had a Newtown Motel right off on the east side. Did you know that? Fucking,
red carpet?
Yeah, red carpet.
Yeah, yeah,
in,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking
heard a few things, dude.
Exit 9 Motel.
I think they're the same owner.
Dude, they have I wouldn't doubt it, dude. They have it's like the Great Value Inn, I think, now.
Yeah, you
but,
could pay you could pay by the hour.
They have
pay
by the
fucking the
big thing there was that they had the honeymoon suite at the inn.
Yeah,
that was
a
heart shaped fucking
tub.
Hot tub
from like Dumb and Dumber.
I never seen the movie. Actually, I did see that movie in French class. I watched that movie in French for the first time.
Are you
I'm serious.
You haven't seen one of the funniest comedies.
I watched it in France, like in French.
In France, you saw it?
I watched it in Paris? I watched it in Stanford, Connecticut.
This fucking guy.
I watched
this
it,
fucking but, uncultured this swine.
The only time I watched
France.
That movie, I watched Dumb and Dumber.
That blunt looks like it needs more weed in it.
I don't go over there.
It doesn't. I just can't get a good
Dumb and Dumber was an atrocious
dog.
Thing like that they did they
but,
should not
no,
have
no it was
says
pretty
Dumb
funny,
and Dumber
dude.
Was
pretty
atrocious
funny.
But Dumb and Dumber
yo,
greatest movie ever
he, yeah Dumb and Dumber
that's
when
crazy.
He goes when he goes whoa look at those fun bags and he goes I'd like to eat her liver with a side of Chianti and then they both just sit back in the suits and they go yo that scene is fucking
so now
killing.
Imagine that in France in
he
French
goes, I'd eat her liver
oh
with
they
a
were
side
they
of
had, it was dubbed
it was
over.
The movie dubbed over in French that's how the first
damn,
time I ever
you know
watched
what?
That movie
I bet you that was way
probably fucking
and also a girl had her period on the chair in that movie during the movie
that's a weird Stephen King fucking segue dude because he wrote Carrie
Oh, that movie about the car?
No, the girl who had her period.
That killed everybody?
That's Herbie.
That's Herbie Reed.
No, that's fucking Herbie Charlene. Fully Loaded. It's called Charlene or something like that.
Shout out to Lohan.
It's called like Cassie or something.
You're thinking of Knight Rider.
No, no, there's a movie about a red car that kills everybody.
Wait, it had the Lightning dogs Queen? And a sled.
Oh, snow dogs. You fucking idiot. Dude.
Oh, God. You should have just said snow
dogs. What
the fuck is the problem?
Fuck. I had something to weigh in on. I can't remember what. I think it was Stephen King.
Well, Stephen King. So the fucking weird shit about Stephen King, too, is he wrote Carrie, right? And like.
Which one's Carrie?
The one where the girl literally has like a period in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah, I did. She gets pig blood dropped on her. Yeah, that's what it is, right? Yeah.
So when he got like paid for that shit, his mom had fucking terminal cancer or some crazy shit.
Who, Stephen King's mom?
So all the money that he was getting for that book
would go to his mom?
Yeah, to try and help.
Oh, so I'm a big fan. What the fuck are you talking about?
So then, oddly enough, though, she
didn't have cancer?
They were on a fucking plane. It's all good, dude. We'll get the hang of it again. We're just getting
the
rust
off. You know, cancer's a
thing. You weren't here for the meeting earlier where we were talking about not
every
talking over
fucking
each other.
Four words that comes out of his mouth, say something, dude.
What the fuck?
It's insane, dude. Wait, what?
So all the money was just going straight towards her?
Yeah, so, and it was about this girl who fucking, you know, bleeds out in front of everybody and they fucking, you know.
I don't think I've ever seen the movie, to be honest.
But the weirdest shit is, when he got all this money up to finally pay for his mom's like this crazy treatment that she could get, they were on a plane and she had a fucking like a hemorrhage or some shit and fucking like started bleeding.
And Mikey enters the conversation finally.
I don't even know why I tried. No, it's that's perfect.
That's wild.
Yeah, we have a little
disgusting
fucking
what you just
shit.
Did right there.
That was insane. That was so good.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm a fan. Because of but no, it's funny, dude.
I know how you guys feel when I said yeah. So like that episode was that chapter was crazy.
Yeah, that was
at
crazy.
The end of it.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm a fan. But
do you remember in I think it was Mr. Deeds when he goes, actually one time someone like saw Stephen King at the gas station here. He goes, lost 300 pounds in one night.
Yo, he got his fucking.
Did he kick his girlfriend out of the room?
He got his clock cleaned by a fucking car when he moved to Maine. He was like walking.
Stephen King?
Yeah, he was walking down the road and a car just fucking ran him over.
In a fucking helium truck?
Yeah. And he woke up fucking
talking like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, he was talking like. Oh, my God.
Sid didn't get to hear it last episode because he had the different microphone on when we were hitting
that was a good piece of business.
When I was telling him I was going to save 9/11 in the robot voice, dude, yeah, he missed it.
I listened back.
It's did
good.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Shit. It's good shit.
It's not bad. It's I like those. I didn't know they had it. It's going to be
a documentary of tech going, you know, I really tried to stop 9/11.
Dude, I swear, I have them all I have them all noted. I'm about to cut off.
A smoky, smoky room in there, and it's just me and, like, the shadows of the sun's coming through, and I'm like, I could have fucking stopped
it. Yeah, with this voice.
I fucking could have stopped it. Oh, you're not.
That's what if
that's
ISIS
him in
was
the Gangland
me.
Documentary.
Yeah.
He's all, like, shaded
out. Yeah, imagine, though, he's the only time traveler ever. Travels back in time, and he can't. Like, he's stuck here. Can't stop 9/11, and now he's like, fuck.
And like, you know, like, and he does the interview,
so
and he goes,
fuck,
fucking
dude.
Hit me
I would,
with it.
Nothing
he does the interview, and he goes, I try.
I try. You have to do a regular but, try my hardest. No, you're still doing a T-full season.
Oh, it's insane, though. And like legitimately, other than us joking around, if you went back, let's say, 4 days, you had 4 days to, like...
To do what?
That's not a lot of time,
9/11.
How?
You couldn't do it, though, right?
They were fucking at a strip club in New Hampshire.
Who? The actual...
The fucking hijackers. We'd have to go to that strip club, have a blast with these fellas.
Make them change
really?
Their whole mind.
Yeah, no. Really get them. Really, really get them to trust us. You know what I'm saying?
And then you're on the plane and you're like, "Fuck, I got to do it. These are my boys now." No. And then you do 9/11 with them. The reason, the timeline turns out that you are one of the
someone has to do it.
He was like, "Yo, if you didn't become friends with these guys, and you're like, fuck, these are my boys, I have to do 9/11. And it turns out that was the whole timeline to begin with.
No, yeah. here's the thing: is
you go back in time to stop 9/11, but it turns out you're the guy that does 9/11.
Like, they were backing out, but we're like, dude,
and then
what,
I
you
go
a
back
bitch?
In time
because we try and get them to trust us. So they're like, they're like, yo, how cool would it be to just, like, I don't know, like, blow up some buildings? And they're like, yo, these guys are pretty.
You can't
legit.
Give them the idea.
That's what I'm saying. No. That's what I'm saying.
You can't plant it in their eyes. They wouldn't be at a strip club in Canada or Vermont, or whatever.
That
if
must
it
have,
wasn't
that must have
there.
Taken what? months of planning.
Oh my god.
At least days.
I mean, how long did it take fucking Godfather 2 to plan? I mean, come on. One of the
What?
It was from a book.
Where are you going with that?
9/11?
No, for the Godfather, you fucking cocksucker.
Blow up like the World Trade.
That's yep, big. That was a different different bombing.
They drove into the bottom, right?
Yeah. The dude that I used to the dude who I used to I started a business with. I don't want to fucking get into the details.
Heinrich Himmler?
No.
No. No. That was a different time.
Quite the opposite, I would say. I'm not going to say what race he was.
That's such a good beep.
He was a Jew.
That's like a fucking.
That doesn't beep that.
That's a fucking like daytime TV beep, dude. It's a whole different beep. It's so funny.
But he was downstairs when that shit fucking happened, and where they blew up intentionally was where the fucking the air vents were. So there was like fucking noxious gases that were released throughout the
obnoxious
fucking
gases.
Yeah. They were like, no,
they were like, they would leave you around. They would leave you around. They
were like, NOXXIOUS.
They were like, can you turn the fucking heat?
Has it been proved
that
there were bombs in the building? Like, have they like physically proved that?
What, with like 9/11 or in the 93 bombing?
What were you talking about?
93 bombing.
Where have you been? Doomer's like,
the president's calling.
Did they actually prove that 9/11 was an inside job? I don't know. I haven't really been keeping up with it.
Because, dude, I get too deep and it's like don't do it.
I got it.
Don't do the
Trump Academy joke.
This is Mr. President, a second plane has hit the shed.
This is Cutco Knives.
That's good. Yo, this is Ronco. This is Ronco. It's Ronco. You know Ronco?
That's my fucking boy's name. You better watch out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got some stuff to say about him.
Better not.
Ronco is the knives. You never heard of Ronco Knives?
No.
There used to be this guy that used to do infomercials in the middle of the night. And he had these knives like Cutco, but they were called Ronco.
Wait, as opposed to the infomercials when? In the middle of the day?
Yeah, there's not many. Yo, I fucking.
There's
like,
not many
there's
at
not
all.
Many. No, there's not.
They're all in the middle.
Like that fucking.
I ripped so much of my inner lip off on like a.
Do you have a lighter?
Yo, if I tell you once, I'll tell you twice.
So
do you have a lighter?
Dude, no, I don't.
So we have no way to light this.
Oh, no, I have it. I have it.
I
don't.
Dude, you're good on the buttons, buddy.
Dude, I've been waiting for this day, dude.
You don't got it.
We don't have one?
What a fucking misstep. That was a good one.
Okay, that's good.
They're all good.
You guys don't talk about me when I'm gone.
That's the whole point.
Dude, my inner lip is so peeled
off.
Yo,
Tex finally leaving.
Hail Satan.
Get out of here, dude. You know what he's doing is like when you got to go to the bathroom real bad and you're just like stepping in place.
Yeah,
like, that's what he's doing.
I'm getting ready to dump it.
He's like, dude,
my foot was in the loop.
Dude, you brought a whole snapper over here without a lighter.
I know. Oh, I'm gonna get quartered.
Tech buddy, on your way back, can you just hit the main cam, the start and stop button again, just so we don't have to
do
that whole dance.
On your way back, don't come back.
So Tech was saying that his lips all cut up
from sucking ween.
Yeah. Ribbed condoms.
Ribbed condoms.
Yeah.
Turned to ripped condoms.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut that out.
Nice.
You wish.
You gotta do some work first, bud.
If you would cut one thing, we would be happy.
Did you ever watch the Ted show?
You didn't even cut your foreskin.
That's not true.
You didn't do it.
You didn't finish the Ted show, right?
I didn't finish it.
Doug,
I don't really finish anything.
At one point, like, he did such a good joke. He goes, yeah, you get the ribbed, like, for her pleasure. But he goes, you put it inside out for its your pleasure. You just steal all the pleasure.
that's pretty fucking
dude,
good.
Dude, that show was so fucking funny.
Did you grab a lighter?
Yeah.
Turn it off, turn it on.
Just make sure it's recording. Hit it once to turn it off and then hit it once again.
9 hours and 33 minutes.
No, that's how much is left, bud.
No, that's the just the time code is like they use the military time.
That's a fucking time code, but it's just fucking military time. You hit it again, it's recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
All right, cool. Okay. Yeah, it's just a time code, but it's military.
And dude, I have to like do math in my head when I hear military time.
I hate that.
Dude, you know what's crazy is I used to be like that and fucking my brother started doing military time and then honestly, you kind of just it makes more sense.
Dude, no, it's such a gay move to do military time if you didn't serve.
No, it's, it, you know, it kind of is. But, dude, it makes so much more sense.
You got a lot of nerve.
Yes, it makes so much more sense.
You know, no, it doesn't make sense because.
Affirmative!
I set it up. I knew it was coming.
Affirmative!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Uncle Dan's not there, is he?
Yes, sir.
Fucking hate that guy.
Uncle Danny with the fucking
good news is mom's still alive. Bad news is she's sleeping with my boss, Raj, king of the slams.
Who's that? Tim Robinson?
Yeah. No. Yo, the first time I saw that show.
Did you hear that Tim Robinson's on Epstein's list?
That's not that's
as
Tim,
one of the people who
Tim,
got molested.
Tim Burton.
No, you're thinking of Tim Robbins.
You're thinking of Burt Reynolds.
No, I was
no, you're
thinking.
Are you talking
fucking,
about the dude from Shawshank?
You're talking about.
I'm
Robin
talking about
Williams.
The guy that like talks about how
it's
fucking.
The, it's the donut guy from Canada.
He, everything can be good, and he's got an island with like a bunch of like Asian butlers.
Hortons.
No, it's
oh,
like Tim Robbins.
No, you're thinking of.
Is it Robbins?
You're thinking of the dude who used to do the
inspirational
speeches. Inspirational
videos.
Yeah. Tony,
Tony
Robbins.
Tony Robbins. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Tony
oh, he's on there?
No, he just did a podcast.
You're talking
tour.
About Tony Robin podcast. Williams? Where he goes,
hey, my penis
oh,
is
you're
small.
Thinking about,
he goes, hey, everything's going to be all right.
You're thinking about Tony Robbins' Cat Williams?
Joe Rogan.
No, it's insane.
No.
Well, the
no,
thing is,
no,
I'm gonna kill
no,
myself.
No,
John.
No,
why do
no,
black people
no.
smoke menthols?
The thing is,
Joe Rogan, that's racist for you to
Joe
ask
Rogan,
me that.
And it's gonna be racist you know, for me to answer that.
He goes, this is a crazy conversation.
That
Joe
a
Rogan
white
goes,
man
Joe,
would ask me Joe, this question.
He goes,
he's like, I don't think it's racist.
No, he goes like this. He goes, this is a crazy conversation. He goes, I don't think it is. He goes, I don't think it is either. Plus,
it's only racist yeah. if it's only crazy if the two people are racist. And we're I know you're not we're, I know
goes,
we're not racist.
He goes, and then he goes, black people like flavors.
Like what? No, he said they like their strong shit. That's what he said. He said he's like malt liquor has more alcohol.
He did actually say that.
He said that black people tend to go to the stronger shit. Yeah. But that's how I am.
That interview was
chill out, dog.
That interview
relax,
was 3 hours.
I understand
and
where he's
like,
coming from.
Literally,
I like the stronger
save
shit.
Save it for Halloween, dude.
What do you mean by that?
What are you saying?
That interview was 3 hours, and literally you could clip any part of that, and it was fucking just so hilarious and original.
You know how I know that's true?
Joe Rogan.
Is because, and I don't want to just keep every time we talk about Joe Rogan on this podcast, but when we had it on, it was just playing in the background, and we were all like doing our thing, and then all of us would just like, it would go silent for a second, and we'd all look up at the TV, and every time it happened, we'd be like, yo, what did he just say?
Yo, dude, this is insane.
Me
we
and
should
Q
sit down
were
and
locked
watch
in,
this.
Dude, for some reason.
What'd you say?
Me and Q were locked in when we were watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were watching it on the big screen up there.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, I just remember looking up at the screen, getting lost in it, and then looking to the left and seeing Q watching it, and then looking at
you guys,
and you guys weren't even paying attention.
What were you guys talking about?
No, we weren't talking about nothing. I was just watching
you
the fucking
You guys were just
interview.
Connecting on, like, a deeper level?
No,
than the
I was
rest
just,
of us.
No, yeah. I just the, for some reason I was like, it just seemed like the way that Cat Williams was setting
for some
up
reason
the
I
answer,
just kissed him.
The way that Cat Williams was
setting like
up
you,
the answer.
Like you connected with him more than the other people in the
with
room.
With Cat Williams or
no,
Q?
No, with Q. Than the other people
well,
in
I
the
mean,
room.
Shout out to
homeboy
Q.
Based on.
I already I think
based
I
on
connect,
your preferences.
I think I already connect with Q more than you guys anyway.
You wish, dude. That's my boy. You dumbass.
You
I knew it was coming. I had nothing to do with Q. I'm just saying Q was also
dumbass.
Watching it.
Oh,
you fucking.
It had nothing
dumbass.
To do with me having a fucking bond with Q. It was that when I looked up, well, when was I was that? Watching the podcast and I looked around, is that Drake?
How is that playing through my headphone?
Oh, it's
magic.
It's like,
he goes, how?
You
heard a blue
how
man,
the...
what is this, man? What? How is he doing this?
No, literally, how is that playing through my
dude,
headphone?
Just has a fucking meltdown.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. How is he doing that?
How? What?
See, I'm dude, it's called Bluetooth through a fucking cell phone through the fucking... Roadcaster.
Dude, I had no idea. I have no idea.
Well,
about
that's
that
true.
Piece of equipment
because
that
it goes right onto
he's
the track.
He's more of like the after. You know what I mean? It's like, how would you explain this? I love Big X the Plug, dude. I fucking love Big X the Plug.
That's who this is?
Yeah, it's this dude from Houston or Texas. Or I don't know where he's from.
Dude, what are you on today, bro? You cannot shut up, dude. You're just talking.
Yeah, because you guys ain't saying shit. Usually you talk my ear off.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What are you on today?
Text on that dizzy water, baby.
I'm on a couple. Actually, you know what's weird? You know what it is? I drank a bunch of Coors Light today.
Oh, so you're just on water. You're on that mountain water. You got altitude sickness.
I read that fucking only the most experienced drinkers drink the light beer so they can keep it going. They can, if they want to fucking, you know, take it to the next level. That was stupid.
Dad?
Rogan.
Is that my dad from the afterlife?
No, it's your probation officer.
Remember that?
She said she liked you better when you were
on shrooms.
On the sauce.
Remember that? I had that whole fucking
it's
rap.
It's rehab.
It's your sponsor. He says, yo, you're better off on the sauce.
My PO don't know I'm taking these boomers.
That's so funny, though. Remember to pick that? Up the phone and just be like, yeah, dude, it's your dead dad.
That's funny. From the daddy?
Daddy? He said he's disappointed.
Yeah, dude.
He said he's gay from the afterlife? Yeah. He said he turned gay in the afterlife?
He said you're embarrassing him up here.
That's crazy. Don't ever talk about my dead father like
shit.
Only tell me that he turned gay in the afterlife.
He goes, my mother, on the other hand.
My mother's in heaven. She's prospering.
We all know how she got into heaven.
I'm just saying, maybe your mother
I think she's Catholic and straight. I think you just die.
She's Catholic and straight. Not where your mother's going, dude.
I'm not going to say what kind of mother he has.
I'm not going to say what kind of basement she's going
he's
to.
He's got a...
That's crazy. Now that's crazy. That's, pause. I got your mom saying pause to me because I'm saying some gay shit.
Nice.
That's just a statement.
I wanted to clear
shit.
The air a little bit.
Your mom is kind of with the you know.
Yeah, she's pretty
shits.
Fucking
with the shits. She said pause the other day. Why? Well, I was saying gay.
I was saying some gay shit.
I didn't know she voted for Trump.
Speaking of non-gay shit, though,
you can't say that.
The new addition is the Sonic game. So low key, I think Sega Dreamcast made a system way ahead of its time. Because you remember the memory cards for Tamagotchis?
Dude,
it wasn't low key.
If you wanted that Sega Dreamcast, it was regular Nintendo.
But it was only out for a little bit, and then they didn't.
N64 came out.
N64 came out before.
Before Sega Dreamcast?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're right. Sega Dreamcast
was the one
before Dreamcast?
And shit.
Sega what? What was the one before Dreamcast?
Genesis.
So we had
Genesis.
There was Sega. There was Sega Game System. Sega Dreamcast. I had some wild shit. I'm about to put you down on some shit that you never heard about.
Sega Saturn, too.
No shit?
Sega Saturn. I was going to say that, but do you know what? I know what even crazier shit?
No.
Sega CD.
What's that?
CD's
nuts. CD's nuts!
Keishla, he's not coming home tonight. He's on one.
Nah, there really is a thing called Sega CD.
What is it though?
Sega CD is basically a Sega Genesis. No, I passed it that way. Sega, I passed it back to you, I guess. All right, well, it changes rotation.
I told you that.
Sega CD.
Big fucking joke.
Sega CD.
Think I'm some type of pussy?
I mean, you are. Cat like.
Do it different. Who's calling?
Don't do it. Thank God I didn't do it.
Hello?
You would have had to clip that.
Oh, Mr. Jesse Ventura, how are you doing? What? Sid's gay. We already knew that. What else?
That's not a conspiracy.
That's not a conspiracy.
Don't call this phone.
Wait,
don't
what?
Don't waste my time on this number.
Sid straight? How about that?
You just said the you just made that same joke, but the opposite.
I flipped it. It worked that time, though.
I know it's not, I would say, the most normal thing to talk about someone else's podcast on your podcast.
No, it's fucking something we're trying to
talk about. Selly one more time, dude.
The AYG. Dude, the dude. No,
what's
the dude. The
AYG.
So this dude,
what's that?
I forget the comedian's name, but he did such a good bit.
It is
where
fucking.
He gave him, the loose cigarettes. in the bag, and he just did it for a bit.
Did you watch his stand-up?
Yeah. That's not so fucking funny. Not even that crazy. Lucy's in a bag. I feel like it's not
Why? Because we always have Lucy's in a bag.
Which one? Kippies?
I just came back here with Lucy's in a bag.
No, I know. Not the fucking fat fucking guy with his tongue out. The other guy.
Are you about to make fun of me because
I hit up Kippies? Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Remember I always tell you about how I don't like the stand-up and shit? And like a lot of stand-ups I don't like? Kevin Ryan. I like the stand up.
Yeah, it was good.
Dude, his hand job bit was so fucking funny.
For some reason, he's I feel like it's relatable, so I liked it.
That's why it's fucking it's good shit. Why he's a blue collar.
I like him. On the podcast, I'm like, oh, he's a fucking retard. Like,
no, dude, with googly eyes,
and the other guy's like.
When he goes like, yo, I've been working construction my whole life, so if I'm getting a hand job, he goes, sweetheart, I need you to grip it and rip it.
I think it's the fucking, maybe get a
buzz cut.
There's a difference between comedy on a podcast and comedy on a stand-up.
Yeah,
some
people are better at just being a podcaster as opposed to an actual stand-up.
I think that's like if you can, you know, like some people might not like you on the podcast, but they'll like you in stand-up. Some people won't like you on the stand-up, but they'll like you on the podcast. And there's only like a handful of people where you like them both.
Yeah, it's like it's like either or.
Stand up is like
a legit cleaned up, you know, act. It's like a script, I would say.
It was just telemarketers.
Did you watch Sid?
Dude, that's insane.
What did he do?
Idiot.
Like
a tusk.
He got fucking tusk hanging off. Little fucking dripples hanging off his.
Did you
mustache.
See Sid chug the beer on the village?
Yo, I have
Dude, you gotta drink that beer through a squiggly straw.
I got a quick Sega story.
Dreamcast or
Dreamcast?
Stegosaurus?
Stegosaurus,
that doesn't make any sense.
It says Stegosaurus.
I used to play Sonic on Sega at my boy's house. Right?
On Sega Dreamcast?
Oh, it's Sega.
Might have been.
Is that the one where he's fucking skateboarding?
No, it's when you're going down
the rail.
It's where you're
on
the rail.
The rail.
That was pause. Dude, good. Pause.
That's crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah, whatever he did with his hand.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He was going down. It's like a 12.
He's in like those rails, right?
You ever
getting like railed, right?
You ever go to Subway and get a sandwich?
Yes.
Dude,
no, not anymore.
We'll get into that Subway conversation.
First of all,
bit.
Hilarious shit. I got to derail from the Sega con because
of Subway.
Pause.
Nice.
Fucking, because of the Subway shit, dude. I'm fucking driving. I was somewhere up in the middle of fucking.
And I was
Bumblefuck.
Fucking going 80. I was.
You
day
are
dreaming.
The worst. I'm fucking up in. I'm up in Bumblefuck, and I stop at a random fucking rest stop. And I see.
You know the name of it?
No. I see.
That's why he called it rail.
And he called it East Bumblefuck.
I can't stand this shit. Get this guy a fucking muzzle. Holy shit.
I didn't realize that.
This I'm random sorry. One. Do you know it? No! I don't fucking know.
Nah, because they have holy like shit. General fucking Robert E. Franjo.
You're a
fucking
General Robert E. Lee.
Say your last name. You're a general.
You're, me. You're a general.
Yo, so I pull up to this random rest stop in Bumblefuck, and I walk.
You know
in.
The city? I'm sorry, I have to say, that
unless you're dropping joke. Like a glory hole joke.
Don't talk about
keep
a podcast,
moving.
Mr. Four Podcast.
I walk, in, and fucking Mikey's.
You yelling at me? You giving me the business?
You don't podcast. I'm sorry. I was just giving him a hard time. You say your joke.
I walk in and fucking Mikey's cousin's fucking standing in this line at Subway.
You?
No. technically my other cousin too. But yeah.
Did you say your cousin?
No, Mikey's cousin.
That oh, would be funny line? To call yeah. your to be talking about yourself, but yeah, say it like that
I
would go, be.
I see. There's a mirror in the Subway. It's a Sbarro's.
So Mikey's cousin?
Mikey's cousin did
Mikey's
the
Italian
almost
guy?
Fucked up
yo,
shit.
Mikey's cousin did some fucking gay shit.
That's crazy.
So I
heard was Sbarro.
So I see him in there. And
his Italian bloodline?
Sbarro has to do with it, though. Because he's standing in the subway line, right? And he sees me, bro, and he is lit up.
It switches to Sbarro's real quick.
He goes, yo! Fucking, he's like, I just came from the casino, blah, 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 blah. And I walk up to Subway. He's
immediately
like,
hit him in the gut.
No, he goes. Oh, I'm just waiting for my shit. And I was like, oh, what'd you get? He goes, the 12-foot cookie or the 12-inch cookie.
You're like,
so he got the foot-long cookie.
So you say pause.
But he went to it's in the rest stop, so he goes to Sbarro's and he orders two pizzas at Sbarro's and then walks over to Subway and orders a footlong cookie.
Dude, that's crazy.
And then he goes, I do this shit all the time. And then I go to order Subway and he's got his shit and he goes, I'm going to stick around and see how you do this. And I go, all right. So I fucking...
Is this cool to say on the podcast?
Absolutely. So I saw him
separately and he told me
and that.
He told you the story?
No, he didn't tell me the story. He's like, I saw Rob at the
I saw Rob. He ordered crazy, too.
No, he ordered some wild shit. He goes, I got to see how you do this. And I'm like, all right, bet. He goes, because you know, like... not everyone does it the same. And I was like, all right, well, I'm about to fucking put you on.
That's weird to say, is it not?
No,
not with him. He's like the type of dude that likes to put people onto shit.
Yeah, but he also was like this. Yeah, yeah.
I want to see how
but
you do this.
But he had a 12-inch cookie in his
hand. He's doing it right. Let me see how you do this.
I want to see how you get down.
That's so funny.
This is how I get down.
I sent you the please don't destroy when the dude's like, I want a new personality. Ayo,
that's a fucking 30-inch cookie.
I want to take your bottoms off.
He's got a 12-inch cookie on. No,
that's like that is 7,000 calories.
He's resting it on top of the Sbarro.
Oh
pizza.
My god! Don't say you're resting anything 12 inches on anything.
Dude, and he's
other
like,
than your face.
Dude, but he's like, yo, I gotta see how you do this. I was like, all right, bet. So I go through the order and I go like this. I go,
yo,
like,
that got the
I go, like, dude, swear
he
to
starts
God,
eating it.
Dude, swear to God, I'm like,
he
this.
Throws the cookie over my shoulder.
Meanwhile, his girl's like waiting in the car. Yeah. And she's like sitting there. They've been like at the casino all night type shit. And he is already done and she's waiting for him. And he stands behind me.
He's like an extra time.
Dude, so he's standing behind me and I go, yeah, let me get the full long Italian herbs and cheese. He goes, best one.
Oh, he's doing you. Yo, what
dude,
you
do? No, because he wants to see what he's
doing.
Doing.
And then I go like this. Oh, and then I go, all right.
Not
goes,
bad.
She goes, what do you want? I go, turkey and bacon. He goes, ooh. He goes,
that's
all right. He goes,
because
you know, a lot of people would go with this. This and I go, yeah, you know, this. So then she goes, you want it heated? And he's like, obviously.
So, this is like a made up skit, dude, right at this point.
Dude, so I hit the vegetable section and I'm like, yo, let me get the green peppers, the bell peppers, the jalapenos.
And
he's like, oh, okay.
Dog, he must have went nuts when you said, yo, give me the chipotle or the spicy.
Dude, yeah, I go, let me get the mayo, the avocado, and the chipotle. He's like,
it's so.
He's like, looking he's around. Mind-boggled. He's looking
he's
around.
Doing this.
Is anyone seeing this?
Yeah, he's doing the robot from Dave Chappelle. Yo, it's so crazy because, like, yo, we were just talking about the Are You so Garbage funny. Podcast, yeah. Right? I feel like all they talk about is fucking deli situations and deli meats and sandwiches.
Well, that's because I got the Vicky's jalapeno chips, and he goes,
fucking,
obviously.
Dude, that sounds like that. Dude, that's so funny.
He goes, okay, we're good. We're good.
It is fucking the pizzas and the cookies. It's kind of a corny skit, but it's funny.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Dude,
if you want to see what I get.
It was the realest shit, and dude, I should have never written. Like, it was so out there.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's in the, on
you're
the highway,
tell your kids
too.
About
off the
that,
highway.
Dude, that's wild.
The
you
funniest
never have
thing,
many
though,
fucking
I can,
cheerlead your fucking.
I can imagine. I can imagine you being like, let me get the raw onions. He goes,
dude, it was like that. Cause
he was like, yo,
shit.
I go, the raw reds. He goes,
Can I get a
dude, do you know something that I don't know?
Can I get the meatloaf and banana peppers, please?
He
and he's like,
guy,
what
he goes,
the fucking leaves?
He looks at the guy and goes,
imagine. He leaves.
That would be so funny if the first
he had
thing,
his hopes up
if you were like, yo, Italian herbs and cheese, is like, right, I gotta be out of here.
No,
he's like, oh,
nah,
yeah,
something
you
crazy.
Me?
Something
I got
crazy.
Through, I got through that
like,
shit.
Like, yo, can I get can I get the veggie delight? And he's like, I'm out of here. Fuck this.
Nah,
I thought
that. I got through that shit and he's like, yo, you know I'm related to him, right?
No, he didn't.
No,
yeah, like
not.
The,
dude,
the girl's
rip.
Sweating. The
let
subway rip, subway lady's just like, she got fucked by the,
yeah, for some reason, like, he's looking at all the people as they're making it, and he's giving them eye contact.
It's like a fever dream.
And you're just
dream,
like, yeah, I'll take that. And you're like, what the fuck's going on?
This is a fever dream, dude. I'd have to tell him to stop. If my cousin was there,
yo,
being like, yo, that.
You find out he owns that subway.
I've never felt cooler than having a fucking hype man ordering my fucking deli sandwich.
That's,
dog.
It's got to be a certain situation,
dude,
where it doesn't sound crazy,
dude.
How excited
are you for making a sandwich if someone's behind the dude ordering and he's going, yo,
I
let
feel
me get
like
meatballs.
It would kind of be
meatballs. Yeah, baby. Let me get it.
I think
splash a little sauce on that.
Extra sauce?
Hey, don't skimp on my cousin.
That's funny.
Yo, tell him next. Tell him what you want next. Little mozzarella?
Tell him what you want next.
What if he's sitting there with his leg folded? Yeah. And he goes, you know, that's my cousin, right? You better not fuck up.
Yeah, you better not fuck up
that order. Extra onions on me.
He goes, put that back in the toaster.
What if he starts adding shit on him? Put that on my tab.
Shout out to the Hawk, baby.
Dude, if you look, he's got the tab at Sabaro's. He's got the tab at Subway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's bopping back.
And then you get your order. You guys both leave. And they're like, hey, you're going to pay for that. And he runs away.
Yeah, he's running. that's how we get there.
What, other than the huge cookie, what slices was he getting on Sbarro's? Sbarro's
straight Hawaiian
or the fucking
Hawaiian slices?
He's getting pepperoni. He had one cheese, one pepperoni, one cheese.
Does Sbarro's still do that? That three cheese or that four cheese one?
Dude, that used to be my fucking shit.
One time, I just gotta say this. I went to DC to see Doomer. And this dude goes, yo, fucking, I'll meet you at the Sbarro's, bro.
Oh, I remember that.
He goes, let me get that? No, 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 no.
And then he didn't show up.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, yo, he said exactly what he just said to you guys right now on the podcast. He goes, yo, that fucking three cheese shit is fucking crazy. He goes, dude, I'll meet you at Sbarro's at the train station. I go, all right, bet. And I fucking, dude,
never
I get to,
showed up.
No, I got banged up, and then he literally comes to, like, my door, and I go, yikes.
He goes, Sbarro's. I think he went like this. He goes, anything I could get you, bud? Like one of those. Like,
let's see how much you think a fucking slice of Sbarro's is.
All I know is they used to have the mirrors.
$8.
Oh, probably. They used to have the mirrors.
Let's do Price is Right.
Remember the back in the day, Mikey, for one slice? In the mall.
One slice?
That's crazy.
One slice?
$5.50.
$5.50
Nah, dude, I think they're tripping. You know what, Mikey? I'm going to switch mine to
$4.50.
$4.50. Okay. Well, dude, is that just a normal chi?
I didn't look it up yet. I'm not on the website.
Oh, so what is it?
I'm saying my guess is 450.
I say 550.
I'm saying 775.
That's a game.
I think it's up there.
I know it's not going to be that specific number, but I think I'm going to come in below, and it's going to be higher.
You're lying.
I don't know if I'm going
to
be able.
Those slices are huge. It used to be, you know, cheap, but like, yo, nothing.
No, we used to go
to get a 99 cent slice in the city. That's
Stanford
big.
Mall, dude. You don't know about the history, dude. The history.
I don't even know.
Well,
you guys went to Trumbull Mall, right?
No,
you guys
went to Danbury.
Yeah, you guys went to fucking
and
Orange
Sbarro's,
Julius.
The Sbarro's was all mirrors, dude.
Orange Julius had ass homos.
Sorry.
I wish we had an Orange Julius, dude.
Wait, what the fuck is that? That's a hood drink. That's a hood
they
orange
mix,
juice, right?
It's like an orange beer. Juice milkshake or something like that. You never had that?
That's disgusting, dude.
Are you kidding me? It's at the Trumbull Mall.
Dude, you know what?
We don't go to the Trumbull Mall.
You know what?
What?
Danbury Mall.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Welcome to the Shedcast. You're here with your boy, Mike Nice, as usual, in the shed with a packed shed, the OG squad. Well,
not as packed.
Tech is kind of OG, but the original three legs that
have
Shed.
Oh, he has to just shit on Shed real quick.
That's so crazy. Are you shitting on me or him?
No.
You got bigged up.
You got big upped and he got big down.
You got, love that. They talked to Selena Gomez, got you out of here, dude.
I had a sex dream with Selena Gomez once.
Yeah?
Nice. Fucking finish that intro.
Selena Gomez.
I knew it.
Let him finish the intro.
That's so funny.
The kidnaps way
across
too much.
From me, your boy Shantae A. Over there in the corner, your boy Jeffrey Doomer. And to the right, you already know my right hand, Sid Floyd in the building.
Yo, excited to be back as a guest in the Shedcast.
That's crazy. So excited.
You're never a guest.
Okay. I see how you guys feel.
You're one of the
dude,
original
the first
hosts.
Episode
I know,
is us
insane.
Three.
There's no such thing as a guest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a dumb statement.
You were the original me.
Yeah.
No, it was just your way spot. Better.
No,
yeah,
no.
That would be
and
like,
that's, and that's when it went was not, downhill.
We enter, we it's the same thing with like
Bernstein.
Time.
Like Bernstein's not a guest on the Shedcast.
Bernstein's yeah. just a fucking stupid Jew. Like,
yeah, shout out to Bobby the J, by the way.
Bobby, I miss him, dude. He's doing crazy. I haven't seen him
in
a minute.
I called him. He's in fucking Key West right now.
Yeah, he's on fucking Cloud Nine right now, dude. Yeah. He's fucking touring the world.
Who's he? Is he touring with
Dave the Smith Bernstein?
Oh, good for him.
Dave the Smith Burns.
Shout out. Yeah. So I don't get to see enough of his stand-up because I've only just seen him do his, like, you know, his end-of-the-year specials. Yeah, yeah. But when I finally got to, like, hear his actual, like, new stand-up jokes, oh, dude, fucking killer.
Do you remember when you watched him live in Black Rock and you were, like, flipping him off during a set?
I was unprofessional.
I have a picture.
No, that wasn't Black Rock. That was Watertown.
Watertown?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was when we started. That was when they were serving water.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's when Doomer was booping him on the nose.
Anybody with the zinnies?
No, I'm right.
Fuck it, give me one.
I'm good.
That's when Doomer was booping them on the nose. At that bar. Yeah. At the bar. I have pictures on my phone where I'm taking like pictures of Bernstein doing stand-up. And then Doomer would put his middle finger in front of the camera, so it's like me fucking. I mean,
I don't even want it. I don't even want to tell the story right now on the podcast.
Don't. Yo, we're trying to run a business here.
Yeah, there's this comedian that was performing that night, and this is the only time. I won't say it.
Will you tell me afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was there, right?
But yeah, yeah.
So I would probably know anyway. But
I was banged up. Was an understatement because what I said was
Doom was out.
So this comedian
was it Adam Sandler?
No. This kid Luke. He's Selly's boy and shit. He does shit with.
Oh, you don't have to say his name.
No, it's all good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I met him. I remember that.
Yeah,
that's the guy that he was gonna jump on fucking Selly's handle. Bars that night.
No, different guy.
No,
yeah, different guy. But no, this dude fucking
he does
met
stand
Doomer
up as well.
Yeah,
I remember. Him, yeah.
But this,
I don't even. Like
he met Doomer for the first time, and dude, he goes, like dude, his story I heard secondhand through Selly, where this dude was like, yo. Your boy, he's like wildest first introduction I've ever had with a human being.
What's up?
Nice like
tits.
Type shit like
dog. No.
Like, what are you
like,
doing?
I'm paraphrasing,
dude,
you fucking bodied him.
First but, conversation, he goes, "What's up? I like your fucking lips. What are you doing?"
Dog, I wish it was something as light as that. It was
light.
Not...
That's crazy. What did he say?
No, it's after the podcast.
Listen, if this was fucking 1940s, we wouldn't be together right now. Is that what you're saying?
This is another fucking.
I got you here.
It's just another.
Julian Assange. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Doomer did
that's
that.
All I keep saying.
But dude, in my head, I thought it was just. I literally just thought it was like a funny thing to do to a comedian. And but
that
it,
doesn't
it,
sound good.
No,
at
no,
all.
It, dude. It was just that like it's just a wild thing to say. Like I was, you know.
And it turns out that. It wasn't a good
answer.
The narrator comes in.
Real goes wrong.
He fucking
punched
you in the face, dude.
But no, it's insane. You know that dude's not ever going to forget me.
That's even insaner to say. Insaner,
dude. Dog, I leave impressions.
Insaner, dude.
That's funny. I had a good night that night.
So did everybody.
Yeah.
At
I had a great night.
Totow.
That was not Totow.
Oh, I don't remember anything.
We were in Watertown.
It was after,
Watertown.
After that?
No.
Were we
wait
Totow
a second.
Beforehand?
Dude, was that when we went through the light show?
Yes.
After
we
go.
I was a little tossed up after that too, but fucking, we were driving.
Not to mention he was driving.
We were driving through. No. That was a different night.
You can't claim
No, it was a different night. We were coming back from Selly's show a different night in Middletown. And fucking, it was Christmas time, and we pulled off and went to Hubbard Park in Meriden. And fucking Doomer jumped. I'm like driving through
Hubbard
Park. Yeah. I'm driving through Hubbard
they
Park.
They do like a whole light show, man.
No,
it was fucking
dude,
sweet.
The whole park is like in Christmas lights. They do like all this stage
really?
Shit.
That's
it's,
pretty cool.
It's trippy as fuck.
It was.
If you could take
to that, probably.
Yo, I have video.
You could. No, 100%. It's
cool.
Cool
I've never
as fuck.
Heard of that.
Dude, but we showed up at like 4 in the morning, and Doomer was banged up. I also was not in the best shape, but I'm driving around and he just hopped out of my car while we were driving through the park.
Scared
and just
a bunch of kids?
No, no one was there, dude.
It was late.
There was no one there. And he just started, dude, it was, I'm pretty sure there's a video on my phone. It was fucking gold, though.
I was
goofing. What was he doing?
Running around fucking playing with the lights and the reindeer and shit.
That's actually an ongoing investigation with the fucking Hubbard police.
The L. Ron Hubbard, Scientologist, the Scientologist police.
They're actually doing a couple experiments on this investigation right now, dude.
It was funny because like
statute of limitations, right?
You saw the park from like the highway, and I was like, yo,
let's fucking fuck this up.
Well, no, I go, I remember I told you that we should film a fucking crazy
music video
here one time.
I was gonna say,
and he goes, dude, years ago.
And he was like, nah, let's just fucking tear this bitch up, dude.
Years ago, he goes, nah, it's dumb. I swear to God, when you were at your new Millie house, he goes, nah, that's dumb. And
he
was
like,
all right, bet. And then we were driving by, and he goes, what? And I go, yeah, that's what I was talking about. And I was like, you want to go see that shit? And he's like, yeah, dude.
That's pretty cool. We should go do a music video there if they allow us there. After it's open. We just admitted vandalism.
No, I didn't vandalize. I mean, I was like,
were you putting your dick on shit?
Yeah, I mean, all those reindeers were of age.
Yeah, I mean,
Rudolph signed an NDA.
No, it was Blitzen.
Blitzen's a fucking wild.
Should we check? Do you think it's
yes,
been?
Yes, we should. Yeah. It's probably been a while now.
Those ones are shooting.
The middle one is the only one that you have to restart.
Yeah, remember when fucking Tech said he used to have Sega CDs?
Like, yeah, you banged up.
Yo, guys.
I think that was a Gamecast situation. Yo, dude.
It's off.
Yeah.
I think that was a Gamecast situation.
It shouldn't be dead.
What about the side ones? Fuck.
Just hit the fucking.
What about
button,
the one right behind you?
We gotta figure this out.
So yeah, if you hit the off and on switch.
She's dead. Oh, no, are we good?
Yeah, I was going to say, that, there's no way that's dead. Dual batteries.
Dude, he's a fucking idiot.
It was off. The top's off.
Yeah, no, that could be
dude,
dead.
Dude, it just goes sleep mode. You fucking, oh my God.
All right. Is it recording? Is it recording, though? Now?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
It is still recording.
What were we talking about earlier? What were we arguing about earlier?
About me? Dude, I'm sorry. Why would you have me go up this shit?
Thanks, Tuck.
What you fucking... dabbling about?
Should be on.
Yo, sit your fucking
piggly
ass
actually
down.
Dead.
Don't call me
piggly. Tech, are those on?
Yo, piggly ass, go sip your squiggly straw.
You know what? I could believe that one, though, was potentially died.
Do you want me to plug it in real quick?
Oh, wait, no. This one just said no space on the memory card. It literally just said that.
All right. Let's just rock with the middle one, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Point.
Yeah, sit it.
Yeah.
Sit down. We're good.
Should I turn this one off?
Let it
rock. Okay.
A good bit.
Just let it rock, I guess.
My mom just sounded like a box of
chocolate. Okay, yeah, that's insane, yeah. Ah, fuck, those are like 64 gig memory cards. That's insane that we shot over that.
No, that was for a stand-up.
Yo, I got a joke. You want to hear a joke?
I thought we were talking about the Batman, how everyone shits on Benny.
Dude.
And he's,
I will defend that shit, dude. I love Batman versus Superman.
Who said
with Ben
shit
Affleck?
The other day?
Oh, Family Guy just said it. He was like,
no, Snyder.
Ben Affleck's not the best Batman, but he had the best Batman body or something like that.
No, Snyder from the Snyder Cut guy.
Stewie?
Who said that? Dude, you just told me this.
Snyder said that.
That
Rob
Ben
Schneider?
Affleck was
no,
his favorite
the,
Batman.
The director.
Oh,
yeah, the Snyder. That's the guy who does the Snyder cuts.
That was Mikey saying
he said that Ben Affleck is the best Batman because
he's the one who fucking was in his movie.
He represents Batman the best.
Christopher Nolan is going to be like, yo, Christian Bale was my
No, but I
well,
always said
Christian,
that.
Dude,
so.
You know what? Those Batmans are awesome, but Christian Bale is not the best Batman. And honestly, I don't even think he's top two. I would say I would go Affleck and then Michael Keaton and then...
Tex a Patterson guy.
Bobby Batts, baby.
Right.
He was pretty good.
He was good. That was a sick. That was so comic book ish.
I think
that I liked it a lot.
The best one.
You really?
He was a good.
I don't think I've watched that movie sober. I was tossed.
I think
really?
Patterson's a good one.
Yeah, I watched it fucking four times at your house.
I gotta be honest. I don't
still
know.
Have no idea what's going on.
I don't know who that is. I didn't see that.
That's
I don't know
trying
who
to watch
Patterson
Shogun.
Is.
From,
dude, I didn't
Shogun
see.
Is...
And I know it's good because everyone
remember.
Keeps.
I don't think I watched the Batman.
Twilight. He's from Twilight.
Who? Which one? The Bobby Batts one?
I don't think I watched. I can't
Dog.
Remember any
He's
of them.
From Twilight.
It was good.
I don't watch like superhero movies a lot. I watched the one where they fucking. I watched the Spider-Man. I think it was where they the dude with the mask was like, "Let the games begin." Bane. Who's he from? Spider-Man? Batman. Oh, so he's from Batman. Okay, yeah. So I saw that one.
Where's he from?
Where he fucking...
You're crossing genres.
Robert
right now,
Fitzgerald.
Right?
I mean,
he just got karate chopped. That was crazy.
Fitzgerald fucking caught the pass and he fucking blew up the All-Star game.
Yeah,
the
that's the Christopher Nolan one.
Oh, that's the best Batman.
Christian Bale.
Oh, and Christian Bale. Dude, that wasn't
for sure.
No.
You know what's wild is I will say this.
I'm fucking retarded. I'm sorry.
What's up?
You are on wax on this podcast saying that Christian Bale's your favorite Batman.
I said he
had
wasn't.
A whole podcast about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's not my Batman. Or that's,
what do you
that's
mean?
My Batman.
What do you mean?
My Batman.
No fingerprints.
You're saying I'm out of pocket for saying that he
that's
wasn't
my Batman,
the best.
Right?
I'm saying
or that's not my
no,
Batman.
No, I'm saying you literally said on this podcast that he's the best.
What's the last one?
I would say Batman. No, dude. I think those movies are the best, but like an actual like embodiment of Batman. Affleck was yo.
Affleck. Remember when the duck went on the side of the airplane? In that commercial, he was like, "Affleck."
No, you're thinking a Big Fat Liar.
You know what's a good
Giamatti?
Movie?
No, that's
my
Big Greek Wedding.
You know what's a
no,
good
that's,
movie?
Oh no, yeah, that's Big Fat Liar. I'm thinking a Liar Liar.
You know what's
Jim
a
Carrey.
Good movie?
Yeah.
Catch Me If You Can.
I'm the Gingerbread Man.
No.
Not the gumdrop buttons.
Yeah, not the. Yeah.
What
Shrek.
Yo, we got anything fucking?
Oh, I
to
got.
Rock with? Anybody got anything?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just a fucking riff? A
question or something?
Yeah, like Doomer killed it last time with the fucking
time travel thing.
Yeah.
I do.
You can't get me, don't get me started.
We won't, dude. Just fucking say something
we
decent.
We won't.
Okay, let me think.
No, you don't have to think right now. I'm just asking
if you
have anything.
I can't take you serious with those glasses.
If you had the chance.
Okay.
To be the
to save a whole town.
Nope.
In the middle of nowhere, or have six fly honeys in a hot tub.
Dog, not even that's come on.
What are you saving the town from?
Utter destruction.
Calamity.
What's the
mudslide?
What's the majority race?
I don't know. They're like in the mountains, mountain people.
Dog, no way, dude. That's a hot tub like all
and
day.
And no one even's
going to
know what happens.
Yo,
I would take out
about.
North and South Dakota for the hot tub.
For six fly
honeys
in a hot tub.
Yeah, fuck it. Town, dude. I'll go big.
Name a state.
Name a state.
South Dakota.
Capital.
Yo, so Rob was
Seattle,
questioning
Washington.
Me. Rob thinks he's so good at naming capitals, but like I would name a state. He goes, nope.
No, it was just a Dakota. It was just a Dakotas, bro. It was just
that's what
a Dakota.
I would do to you.
Yeah. It was just a Dakota.
What's up
Nevada.
Your lip?
I'm Upi Deki.
Oh.
Upi Deki. Upi Deksuki.
He's looking at me like
Vegas.
This.
Vegas.
Upi Deksuki, dude.
Las Vegas.
That's so crazy.
I think you are right.
Las
but
Vegas,
I don't know.
Reno.
Like I said, I don't know.
No, it's Las Vegas, Nevada.
Upi Hideki.
Dude, he's
Matsui.
Not
he's
bad.
Looked at me so crazy with like a snarled upple lip, and I was like, "Upple
lip,
upple lip."
He was thinking about
a little bit.
Dude, those walrus tusks are killing me.
Right?
Or it's like spider fangs or something.
You look like a tarantula.
I'm like Saturn.
Tarantula mouth.
I'm like Saturn right now.
Is it your beard? Is it his beard?
His beard foam.
He had two fangs sticking in the front like a goddamn spider.
I'm getting beard foam on my mustache, and it's making two fangs.
You gotta chill the fuck out.
Dude, are spiders poisonous in this region? Because you gotta be careful, dude. Be close.
Apparently you could get bit by tarantulas in your phone.
They're not poisonous, yeah.
You know, Daddy Long Legs, too. Did you know that?
Well, they're poisonous.
They're venomous.
What, Daddy Long Legs are?
It's not enough to hurt a human.
They can't reach their fangs through human skin.
What's that shit that they tell you when you're a kid? Like, ooh, like, they help you out, like, because they kill mosquitoes.
Daddy Long Legs.
Well, that's all spiders.
That's
right?
That's why I don't kill them.
I don't kill spiders because they kill all the other
except the big ones by my bed.
You just
fucked up other fucking
spiders. You just emotionally abused them.
Yeah, no. I'll just
until they kill themselves.
Cry.
Yeah, I fucking.
My dog got one the other day.
Damn.
Big fat one. And I was like, holy shit.
No,
we fucking caught a spider. We're like, oh shit. And then
in his mouth?
Then we smashed it. But
you
it
smashed
like,
your dog's
no.
mouth.
Get that out of his fucking mouth.
No, it wasn't his mouth. And we were like, what the
you
fuck is in
his
mouth? And he dropped it. Because we're like, what the? Like, we're like, what is that? And he dropped it, and it was a spider. Like, fat, big fat one. We're like, oh
dog.
Shit.
No.
And
I'm,
ran
I'm
over
good.
It. And we used, the computer chair and just rolled it over there.
Don't laugh at me with a fucking curled upper lip and those glasses on, dude. You're all snarling at me, dude.
I'll be here decking. All right,
I got. I wish you had a screen.
Okay, go ahead.
What's so, up? Did you know? So, like, you eat sushi, right? You were just bringing it up before.
I just ate some earlier.
Just had some.
And you don't feel good about it?
No, no, no. I was just like, I was like, this was a dumb decision. But
why? I get a lot of sushi from Grade A. Grade A's got amazing sushi, dude. Yeah,
but not amazing. As good as
Is that a grocery store?
Yeah.
Is Grade A a grocery store?
Dude, shut up, dude. Let him ask a question. Why are you fucking being rude?
Who, me?
It's not Grade A anymore.
Oh, I thought it was Grade A.
No, I'm looking at you right in your eyes.
Oh, it's not Grade A anymore.
It's Grade A.
It's not Grade A anymore.
It's not Grade A anymore. Yeah, it's a supermarket. Yeah, supermarket.
I've never gotten sushi at like
Grade A Shop
Stop and Shop or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You got to go to Big Y. There is no Grade
A. No, there's some Grade A's still, but that one's not Grade A anymore.
The one that we had was Grade A Shop, right?
It used to be the best Grade A.
What did you want to say, though?
It used to be Super Grade A.
So basically, so like you eat a lot of sushi, right?
I do.
Did you know that all the fish that's made for the sushi is frozen immediately because almost every wild caught fish has worms in it?
Huh.
And so basically
my stomach is just turning.
No. It doesn't. You're not going to eat like if you go to
it has to be off the dock.
You have
right?
to go to Costco. You go to Costco, right? And you buy wild caught fish.
Yeah.
Raw.
I've seen Costco have the issues.
Yeah, so no, if you go to Costco.
I don't, though.
That's what I'm saying. We're not going to go to Costco anyway. We're just going to buy the sushi from a sushi place. That's
or
not,
from a place that gets
And also, you're
fish.
Not making your own sushi anyway most of the time, right?
No, but my stomach is turning right now.
So anyways, no. So you don't have to have anything to worry about because just don't eat. Don't go to a store and buy wild-caught fish without freezing it first or don't even eat it as sushi.
Okay.
So there's this thing. There's this phenomenon. I guess you would call it, right?
Okay.
Bears.
Dude, I just got so fucking nauseous.
Wheezy because I was talking about this. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You about to say
I'm gonna get even worse.
The tapeworms
the bears.
Yeah, hanging on his ass.
Yeah. All right.
Dog,
so
that shit's like
15
feet long.
Go ahead,
sorry,
go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut. Yeah, I didn't mean to kill your punchline.
I got nothing.
Go ahead.
There's no punchline.
What's the phenomenon?
No, but they eat the salmon.
All they eat is wild caught salmon. Yeah. Like they catch it themselves.
The worms
wildly.
Are in their ass.
And they have fucking
ass worms.
10 feet long. Worms hanging out their ass.
So,
no, they can't get it out. I'm going to make Sid throw up.
Are
I'm
you
so
saying
I'm
that
so
they
are
so bad about that?
They freeze it
he's gotta,
to
it's
kill
part
the
of
worms?
Nature. He's got a
the
got
worms
got to
live.
Stomach,
yeah, but it doesn't affect the bears, right?
It affects my
It makes them a little.
Right.
I bet you their ass a little itchy.
I know what else.
Dog,
good,
you ever
dude,
seen a tapeworm? It's insane.
Got, nah, my
it looks like it's like an alien.
You guys ever eat ginseng?
What's that?
It's this thing that makes your stomach feel really good, like.
It's
like
for energy too, though.
Right? Yeah, it's for energy and like also it makes your stomach feel good and like also
you make
like
a tea out of it.
I would say
Pepto-Bismol
I remember
is good.
It being
like it
like
just
a
makes
tea
your,
potentially.
Yeah, it, like
I'm just
makes
thinking
your...
about like if the fucking that happened to me and I had a fucking tapeworm hanging out of my ass.
Well, because you would.
I just
shit
tried
it.
To. I just tried to.
What's wrong?
Infect
yeah, but
your
think
brain
about how good
with,
it would
hey,
feel
hey,
to
hey,
pull it out.
You'd cut some weight. You'd look probably really good.
Dude, if you
I'm
pulled it out,
purposely getting a tapeworm.
Yeah, but think about how good it would feel pulling it out. It'd be like one big long shit.
Oh, do you think you would let me pull it out?
Dude, that would feel so goddamn weird. Just like,
would you let us do it?
Imagine sitting on a toilet just
I'm
pulling
sorry,
a tapeworm
dude.
Out. Like, that's disgusting.
I had to take that Zinni out.
That's,
yeah,
that's what's
that
getting
disturbed.
You nauseous, not what I'm talking about, because usually we talk about crazy things.
He can't handle the sixes, all right?
That's why I'm on.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to sneak 150 in.
Jesus Christmas.
I'm so sorry, dude. I didn't mean to bring that up. That was no, just like good. A thing that I phenomenon that I thought. Look at Mikey's.
What do you fuck with sushi?
I love sushi.
What's your go-to roll?
Raw.
No, like your roll.
Roll.
Oh, roll.
What,
I like a shrimp tempura roll.
That's a good one, too. That's the one from Grade A is fucking good.
It's not even sushi.
It's not, but it's good.
That's just eating
so
fried shrimp and sushi.
What's it called when it's just the sushi?
No, wait, this
sashimi.
Is what I really,
sashimi.
What I really
I'm
like.
I'm a sashimi
though.
Guy.
I really
and
like
And you
that.
Know what my favorite thing is? Tuna? And everyone's a fucking... It, nah, it's... I can't. You can't find it like most places.
Oh, here we go. Dude.
No, I'm not even lying.
I can't stand him. Dude.
And it's also mad. It's mad. It got mad expensive.
Yeah, okay.
It got mad expensive,
uh-huh.
And like I
fucking
can't get it anymore.
Brains.
Yep.
Sea urchin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uni.
Oh, yeah.
Uni. It looks like a little orange tongue.
Dog. Yeah, yeah. It looks like a tongue, dude.
It looks like an orange tongue,
could,
dude. It's
I
the best thing you can ever fucking eat, dude. It's so good.
What
a
is
sea urchin? It's the fucking I'm getting guys tired
of you, dude.
Why, dude? It's so good.
And you like the little fucking jellyfish that fucking
I don't
that,
think
that
I've tried
vibrate.
It just because of like
the
look.
I ate the jellyfish too when we went to the fucking Queens.
Yeah,
And it didn't taste. It just tasted Mr. like the Chow's, sauce.
I think it was actually.
I don't think that's I think like it was. Crazy. Fucking,
what's your go-to?
They say in fucking Same. Max B versus.
Yeah, no, I think that's what it was. It's a 2-floor Chinese spot, the big buffet thing.
Maybe it I might think have that's been what that. It was. Yeah. I had like a chili I went, snapper. Yeah. I had a chili snapper, dude. It was so good, dude.
Dude, you're the worst.
It was literally like a huge full snapper, and just chilies all over it. It was so good, like hot oil chilies.
When you're saying snapper, you're talking about an actual fish, right?
Yeah, like a whole fish. Okay.
Dude, yeah, well, I don't know if it was Mr. Chow's, but the Chinese spot that we went to, it's like Mr. a Chow's. Huge buffet, like a 2-floor buffet, and you get any fucking thing you could think of.
Okay.
Like it's like so like Mello he fucking no, got, I'm thinking got of a, the it's jellyfish. A different place
that we went to, that I was went it? To. Yeah, it was that's where I got the jellyfish salad. That just tasted like the chili oil it was in.
You can eat an actual jellyfish.
Well, you just chop it up like, into strips like and then put ones, sauce on it.
And then, like when you touch it, it looks like they though? Vibrate.
Yeah, it's raw. I mean, it's just raw.
But they have a lot. They have everything. It was good though. I mean, they have everything.
You gotta try everything at least once, dude. If you put anything in front of me, I'm gonna try it. If yeah, it's food, I'm gonna try it.
But it was weird.
Like I've tried kangaroo, like that was okay. I've ate mad crocodile. That's like okay.
I've had crocodile bites.
Alligator. I'm sorry. Alligator.
Where the fuck are you?
Kangaroo. Yeah,
you're out of your mind.
I did eat
dude.
Kangaroo. Downtown Stanford had kangaroo.
Well,
fucking.
That's dude. That's disturbing. Where the fuck did you get fresh kangaroo?
We're
just downtown.
We're not gonna talk about fresh kangaroo. They have kangaroo everywhere. I'm pretty sure. If you go to the city, you can buy anything. I mean,
you have kangaroo.
I'm sure there's 30 places in New York City that serve kangaroo. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that. It's not that crazy that you guys think of it. You just guys don't expand your culinary mind so you would never know. I'm out there. I got my fucking tongue to the pavement.
That's fire. You want to plug it out?
Yeah, he's out. Yeah, I don't feel great. I made him sick, dude.
I don't feel great. I kind of want to go to the bathroom.
I want
to
go home.
All right, yeah, we can plug it out.
Follow me at Sid_Floyd on everything.
I'll fill you in.
You can find me at Mike Nice, CT. On all the platforms, you already know. Alien Entourage. Make sure you're following us on Spotify. We got dope videos coming out, so make sure you're on the YouTubes and the Instagrams. And we got this new show. Well, not new show. We got a show coming up April 19th.
New show for us,
April 19th, the Roll Up Fest. Make sure you get your tickets for that. It's going to be dope. The Locks, Millies, everybody who's dope is going to be there.
Everybody who's anybody's going to be
That's
there.
That's true. It's a big, big event. Jimmy Jones might. Yo, they added Funk Flex, yeah, Jim Jones. Votto.
Oh, Judy, shit. It's going to be a good fucking time.
DJ Drewski.
Drewski was always in the.
He was always on that, but now they just added Funk Flex and Votto.
Yeah, but I think Jim Jones did the fucking video.
Jim Jones did a video for it. He's going to be there.
I think he's going to be there.
It's going to be a big deal.
It's
going
to be huge, dude. The Locks, dude.
Oh, also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we got our slot. So if you're hearing this before, I'm pretty sure we have like a 4:15 slot.
So it's
an all-day event starting at 2. So it's going to be like performances all day.
So even and if you're out of your mind and passed out, dude, you had a good time. You miss us in the fucking the ditch or something, you passed out. You had a good time, dude.
Yeah, well, make sure you come. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be crazy, dude. You can buy tickets now.
Yeah, so make sure you're there for our shit, though.
Hell yeah.
If you can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Rob is fucking passed out. Like we gotta go check on Rob, go ahead, plug that real quick.
Alright, here, do me your plug out real quick.
You can follow me at J_D00MER to the douchebag who just literally took Doomer. Hit me back. I'm trying to get that fucking IG handle.
Doomer, just the Doomer tag is that's
Yeah, I want that. It's like having Santa or some shit.
I wouldn't go.
I have the same problem with Mike Nice. I talked to the Mike Nice
guy. None of you guys can. It's crazy. None of you guys can have your actual names. But Doomer is crazy. If you have Mike Nice, Sid Floyd, I understand it. But Doomer.
I could have had Mike Nice first, but when I first made Mike Nice, I was like, oh, I'm going to put numbers at the end.
What that guy say he wanted?
1500.
And the guy that has Doomer is gonna want $50,000 or something. Dude,
I can't even find him. Like you type in Doomer.
Just keep reporting him.
And you can't. No,
I don't want to.
If it's not taken, then make it.
There's not a handle. I tried to. It said it's taken though.
I've been messaging on a Twitter, the Shedcast.
All right, everybody, plug out.
My bad.
Yo, so yeah, follow me at Doomer, and then also Alien Entourage. Got an awesome. A bunch of content coming out, music video with the homies, And we got some skits that are in the works. And yeah. And the show. This show is about to be great. April 19th.
Oh, yeah.
At the Azura Theater in Queens, New York.
Azura. That's Blua.
I don't know.
That's funny. Shed Tech 8. Instagram, Twitter. Find us on Village Hidden in the Shed. On TikTok. Going crazy. YouTube. Going crazy. Right. Check us out on Apple Music. You know what I mean? Apple Podcasts or whatever. You know what I mean? Check us out on Apple specifically. If you're listening to this right now, it's in order.
Yeah.
Sports March coming back soon. We have to fucking, you know.
Shout out to them.
Crazy. Shout out to them. And listen, man, thank you. That's it. Shout out to Sid Floyd. He's not here right now.
We have to go check on him, actually. Yeah. Like
and
found.
I bid you guys to keep rolling up. Sign our litter, bitches.
Yeah. Peace. Yeah. Yeah, peace. Yeah, peace. Sayonara, peace.